early morning in Canada. We're 8 a.m. in the morning. So let me do my introduction for, we're live streaming. So you guys are going to be on live stream. So I just want to welcome my live stream audience, our live stream audience, and everybody on Facebook and Twitter and social media, LinkedIn, Instagram. So this is a real privilege for Mission Enterprise to come into Bungoma this morning, this afternoon. So I want to thank you for all for having us. It's a real pleasure. I don't take these things for granted. I appreciate the Lord for what he's doing with our brother Julius and with Evangel Church World Vision. Hallelujah. I love the name. Evangel, that's good news. Church world, so church is ecclesia. The world needs to get saved. Vision, big vision. I appreciate for the vision that you have for the world. Not just for Africa, but for the world. Amen? Amen. So I just want to let you see here, we have the Kenyan flag here. Hallelujah. Got the Kenyan flag. I love Kenya. I have a lot of contacts in Kenya. A lot of contacts. All right. So let's start here. I'm going to keep this short. Julius asked me to make it about 10, 15 minutes. So 5, 10 minutes. So anyhow, this is Bungoma, Kenya, Africa. Today is October 13th. And the key topic is today is getting and keeping the Word of God in our hearts. That's what he asked me to teach on. Getting the Word in our hearts. We got to get the Word in our hearts. Yeah. You know, it's great that we got Bibles. It's great that we got Bibles. But we got to get the Bible inside of us. We got to get the Bible inside of us. Inside of us. All right? So that's what we're going to look at in a couple minutes here. So my introduction here, always to establish a foundation. Introductions is to establish a foundation. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a couple minutes here to establish a foundation, okay? So I wrote here, we always talk about the heart. But what is the heart? What's the heart of man? Well, the heart of man is made up of the two faculties called the spirit of man and the soul of man, all right? So Hebrews 4:12 talks about the heart. The heart. And then, of course, in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it talks about spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. Right? So I wrote here on page 2, at the top, I wrote here, once the spirit of man has been saved or regenerated, the soul of man needs to undergo this process called transformation. Transformation. Transformation is made up of two words, trans and formation, into God's image, which is the image that is already found in the recreated spirit of man, found in Titus 3:5. All right? So this word transformation, the word trans is the Greek word meta. And the word formation is the word morphu. So change of form. A change of form. That's what the soul needs to undergo once your spirit has been born again. Your soul has to undergo a change of form. All right, and that's what we're going to look at here, right here. I wrote here, and the method that is used for the soul's transformation, which is found in also in Romans 12:2. We all know Romans 12:2 Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. And that's what that word is, metamorphosis. Metamorphosis. Into God's image, which is the Word of God, which contains the image of God, given to us in seed form, in the form of a seed of mustard. We should all know about the parables of the mustard seed, right? That's found in Mark 4, 26 to 32, many other verses, of course, but we're trying to keep this teaching short. Also found in James, the Epistle of James, chapter 1, verse 21. All right? So we're going to look at some of these. James 1, 21 talks about the implanted word which is able to save your soul. Talking to believers. Talking to believers. So, going back to my key topic, the key topic which Julius had asked me to teach on getting and keeping the Word of God in our hearts. It's one thing to get His Word as a seed into our hearts. That's one thing. That's the first step, which will take work. It will take work, but it will take the same amount of work in order to keep the Word in our heart. So we got to get the Word in our heart, but we got to keep the Word in our heart. All right? So that Word, as a seed, it will germinate. It will germinate and grow, eventually produce fruit or a harvest. Do we have any farmers out there? Any farmers? Any farmers out there? Anybody who farms, even has a little garden, they know what it takes to sow the word, sow seed, sowing seed. Okay, good. All right. So I wrote here also, on still on page 2, I wrote all of this has to do with what we call the law of sowing and reaping. If you want a harvest of God's word, you will need to learn and take the time to do what it takes to sow His word as a seed. So we all should know by now what the word says about the word as a seed, which is found specifically in Luke 8:11. That's part of the parables of the sower. The word of God is a seed, or the seed is the word of God. God has given us His word in a seed form, as a seed, in the form of a seed. All right? All right, so let's move on at the bottom of the page too. Bottom of the page, it says here, other key references. Other key references. So well, let's look at John 1, the Gospel of John, verse 1, and then we'll look at verse 14. Very important. In the beginning, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. Wow. Hallelujah. Verse 14, top of the third page, top of page 3, verse 14, and the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as one, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the Word became man, but it became flesh. Became flesh. Flesh and blood. Flesh and blood. So I wrote here, did you know that God wants His Word to become flesh? He wants His Word to become flesh through each and one of us who have been born of God. God wants us to become, He wants His Word to become flesh. And I'm not talking about here about the incarnation, but a transformation. Not incarnation. No. I don't teach on that. That's heresies. But transformation, or a change of form. That's what I said before. The word metamorpho, literally, meta, change, morpho form, a change of form. All right? Which is also found, sorry about that, which is also found in Galatians 4:19. Galatians 4:19, one of my favorite verses. So let's read Galatians 4:19. Galatians 4:19 says, "My little children, for whom I am again suffering birth pangs until Christ is completely and permanently formed and molded within you." So there we got the word in the Greek, we got the word morpho. Morpho. And within you, where? Within you, where? Within you. Your spirit, your soul, your body, the soul. In the soul. That's where Christ is to be formed once you're born again. Because Paul is talking about those who have been born again. So I wrote here this verse, which the Lord gave me back in 2007, changed my whole life as well as my walk with God. It opened up to me another realm when it comes to the Word of God, as well as to what to do with the Word of God. What to do with it. What to do with it. So let's just wrap it up here. I don't want to extend my time too long. So what do we do with the Word of God? So I wrote here at the end here, sowing the Word of God as a seed of mustard is how you get the Word inside of you. Inside of you. And the way you sow the Word, how do you sow the Word? How do you sow words? How do you sow it? Number one, you confess it. You confess it. Homologia. Coming in agreement with it. You confess the Word of God. Number two, we meditate it. You meditate it. You meditate the Word of God. Number three, you speak it. You speak the Word of God. That's how you sow the Word. That's how you get the Word on the inside of you. Number four, coming in full agreement with the Word. Coming in full agreement with the Word of God. Number five, listening to the Word. Listen to the Word. Number six, reading the Word. Reading the Word. And number seven, another great key is memorizing it. Memorizing it. I give you all my notes, brother. The more you read my notes now, when I come to Bungoma, it's going to make my visit a lot easier. Yeah, you need to know what I teach before I come and teach. You need to know. Yeah. So anytime you want to do another short teaching like this, 5-10 minutes, just let me know in advance. And we can do another teaching like this if you want to. It's up to you. Okay, brother. Anytime. You just let me know in advance. At least give me about a week to get ready. Yeah. We're doing a teaching in... is he shutting off? Are you shutting off now? No. Okay. We're doing a teaching in the Congo tomorrow. The Congo. Congo. Congo in Africa. Yeah. And then on Tuesday, we're doing a teaching in Pakistan, Faisalabad, Pakistan.